Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, NPR's podcast on what we're watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See, and I'm here with Glenn Weldon, who writes about books at NPR. Hi, Glenn.
Hey.
If you've ever thought about what it would be like to find an apartment in Fiji, you may be a fan of the HGTV show House Hunters International, where a person or a couple looks for a place to live in a faraway land. There are hundreds upon hundreds of episodes of this show now, so it seemed like time to ask the question, what is up with this show?
Oh, man. This show has a very comforting structure. It never deviates. So much of it doesn't change from week to week. And in George Orwell's 1984, there was the two-minute hate. This is my 21-minute disdain.
Yeah.
Because there are two kinds of people who go on the show. They are rich D-bags, for whom my disdain is instant.
Right.
And struggling students who are going to some faraway place to teach or do something noble, who don't become horrible until they start talking and start demanding an open plan and granite countertops and a dishwasher and a sea view and a pool.
Yeah.
They bug.
So if you've never seen this show, essentially the way it works is that you have a person or you have a couple and they explain that they are moving somewhere overseas. Sometimes it is from somewhere in another country to a different country. Sometimes it is Americans moving abroad, where I think you get many of your best opportunities for true jerkitude. But first they have to go and they have to sit down with the realtor and explain what their budget is. And, you know, you've got like some realtor in the example I have, it's a Malaysian realtor who is listening to this couple's demands for their new abode.
Between what the company's paying and what we're contributing, we're looking at about 12,000 ringgit a month.
We'd love to have four bedrooms plus a guest room.
Five bedrooms is a big challenge.
It's a big challenge. The narrator of the show is this woman with this incredibly smarmy voice. So she presents the dilemma of every episode in the same way. Brad and Jennifer, even if they're not actually Brad and Jennifer, to me they're always Brad and Jennifer,
right,
are leaving snowy St. Cloud for sunny, sultry Ecuador. And then there always is a half joke. But will Brad's insistence on a water view make their budget sink?
Yeah.
Like that, something like that. Like not quite a joke. Leave right. Their budget high and dry.
Right.
The structure of the show is always they see the first house, then there's a commercial. Then there's a recap of that house we just saw. Then they see a second house, commercial. Then there's a recap of the first two houses we've just seen. Entirely too many recaps because they know you're not watching.
Right.
They know, they count on you just being like, whoa, what was this house? And then finally, they do this incredibly false thing where they pretend like they have these three choices ahead of them and we have to eliminate one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same conversation every time.
Yeah. I think you're right when you say the sameness of this show is clearly some sort of selling point because it's so prominent how they go through the same conversations. And in fact, they deal with the same small group of issues every time.
Yep. You're right. There's always I'm the budget conscious one. I'm the practical one. He's the dreamer. She's the dreamer. Over and over again.
The other thing about this show is that it so often brings out people's incredibly, in many cases, American sense of what is normal. So that they'll go off to Paris or something like that and they'll say, what? $1,600 American for 400 square feet. And the realtor will be like, yeah, you got lucky.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
They demand an open plan. Trust me, in 10 years, the open plan is going to be like the shag carpeted conversation pit of this modern age where we're all going to want boxes. We're all going to want rooms with doors again.
Yeah. It's one of those things that gives you an opportunity to watch people solve what is on the one hand an incredibly mundane problem, which is choosing a place to live.
Yep.
We've all done that. Everybody's done the thing where you say, well, this one has a better bathroom, but this one has a better parking. And it is a dilemma that we are capable of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you feel so nosy kind of getting to watch these people theoretically.
And judging them.
Right. Watching and judging as these people are kind of nitpicking over the little, well, he doesn't want to go over budget and she doesn't want to do this. And I've seen episodes where one person is all about like where they want to be. Oh, well, I have to be near work.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that'll be a guy in most cases that I've seen. And the woman will be like, well, if we live near your work, I'm going to have nothing to do because we're not going to have any money.
Exactly.
You feel so nosy watching people noodle their way through these kind of mundane conflicts.
But the sequence where they have to eliminate the one mm-hmm. and compromise, there's just never enough simmering resentment for me. I always want it to spill over. And because they've got six cameras on them and because they know what they have to do, they kind of make it all very like, well, yeah. and the kiss. And then we see 3 months later, at the very end of the episode, how some people have transformed it completely and other people just basically moved in a futon.
Sucked it up, yeah. Well, the other thing that the reason I never find it fully satisfying is that I always want the part at the end where you move somewhere and if it's only like 2 months later, you expect there to be one person who's sitting there going like, it's fine, yeah. whatever.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Once you want to see,
fine.
You know, it's okay.
You know.
We should have gone for option one, the cozy hideaway.
I'm the giver in this relationship. Whereas you get to the end and they're both always like, I love it. It's wonderful. It's exactly what we wanted. Even when you know, yeah. it's not anything like what they wanted.
Yeah.
But it does give you that opportunity to like see what do apartments in Italy look like.
Exactly. And
sometimes that is fun. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that. Has it ever made you want to move anywhere?
Oh, sure, sure, sure. I mean, my husband and I watch it together and we have the same taste. That's something I learned watching the show. Like we always pick the same one.
Yeah.
We also skip the Eastern European ones.
Yeah.
And go straight,
why is that? Straight
for the beaches. Go straight
just
for the tropical.
Better to look at those. Well, whether you're eager to look at houses or just nosy about other people's bathrooms, House Hunters International airs weeknights at 10:30 on HGTV. You can follow us on Twitter, follow Glenn at GH Weldon, or follow me at NPR Monkey C. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday from iTunes or your favorite podcast provider or at NPR.org. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.